Get up. Jesus is calling you. Last Sunday, Father John introduced us to our 2024 stewardship renewal. If you recall, each year at this time, every parish in the Diocese of Dodge City invites its members to be grateful. Grateful for how God has blessed us in so many ways. And to ask the question, what am I supposed to do with that? God didn't give me my time or my abilities or my material goods to hoard them or to bury them. He gave them to me to use, to share, specifically because I love God and I love others. And we group that sharing into five different pillars. You can actually visualize them on the table in the gathering space, or just think about the ways that we live our faith in our parish. The five pillars are hospitality, prayer, formation, service, and evangelization. If we were to consider most of the events that happen in or from our Catholic faith, we could probably place them in one or more of those five categories. But how do we measure our sharing of those gifts? Well, one way is very formally. In 3 weeks, I will ask every one of you who is a fifth grade or older and a member of our cathedral to fill out your stewardship form, either electronically or on paper. We have our stewardship form for adults and one for 5th through 12th graders. Not sure what color it'll be this year. And when you fill out that form, you will pick those things either that you're already doing, that you want to continue, or those things that perhaps you're interested in beginning to do. So this is really important and helpful for the cathedral. But even I must acknowledge that there are formal and informal ways to measure. So let's talk about how much rain we got last week. Years ago, I mentioned in a homily that I didn't have a rain gauge at the rectory. By the end of the week, I had 3 rain gauges. Maybe I should have said that we didn't have chocolate chip cookies at the rectory. Well, one way to measure our rain is to look at a rain gauge. The National Weather Service says that we got 0.19 inches last week. But someone else said, well, I don't know how much we got, but I saw that my flowers perked up for a little bit longer. That's another way to measure the rain. And just like the rain, we can measure our stewardship formally or informally. So you'll notice that one of the five pillars of stewardship is prayer. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, the first reading said. So there are some formal ways that I can measure my prayer. At the beginning of November, the cathedral will celebrate 20 years of perpetual adoration. Behind this wall, people praying 24 hours, 7 days a week, for 20 years. When I came here, I knew that I needed an hour to help hold me accountable. So every year, when I fill out my form, I mark that on my form. Another example, you may have heard me say that I believe that everyone who is able-bodied should help out at Mass in at least one formal way. I can be a greeter. I can be an usher. Maybe you played the piano at your former parish and never told anybody when you moved here. Or maybe you sang in the choir in college, but not since then. Formal ways to share your prayer. But your gift of prayer is not just what you mark on a piece of paper each November. There's nothing on this form that says, I'm going to pray with my son before he goes to bed every night. Or I'm going to pray before I eat lunch at school, even though my classmates are all looking at me. Your stewardship of prayer can happen in formal and informal ways. And both are important. We could say the same thing about the stewardship pillar of formation, which means growing in our Catholic faith. You can measure it formally, like a rain gauge, or informally, like the flowers. What are some of those formal ways that we share in formation? Well, how many of you made a gift to preparing a place for our new building? Supporting the formation of kids that you know or that you will never know? You know, in the form that you fill out next month, you could mark, I want to be a part of a Bible study, or I want to help teach the Catholic faith. Those are formal ways. Those are excellent. But don't think that your stewardship of formation is just those formal things. You might decide that the next book you're going to read is going to be something solidly Catholic. I have a whole list of suggestions for you. Or that your family is going to watch a video on our parish's subscription to Formed. Well, you're not going to mark those things on the paper when we do our commitment in November. But if you do those things, you're growing in formation. When the blind man called out for Jesus, people told him to be quiet. You have nothing to share. But Jesus knew better. Whether through formal or informal ways, he wants us to share in prayer and formation. Get up. Jesus is calling you.